For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. Incredibly excited to have the special guest that we have lined up for you this morning. We have one of the foremost thought leaders in integrative medicine, in environmental medicine, somebody that has been a leader in the field of helping people recover their wellness, one of the most well-published, well-written medical physicians out there helping people. And we are very, very lucky to have her on the show with us today to be talking about an incredibly important topic of detoxification and making your body healthy. And this is not just a show about detoxification relating to a specific supplement or an herb. This is embodies over 40 years of private practice, research, writing, publications, lectures, scientific evidence of somebody who has devoted their entire life and career to this. So this is probably the deepest understanding we have ever shared with the listeners related to how to support your body with detoxification and optimal wellness. So this is a must listen. And for anybody else that wants to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, they can always go to the Village Green homepage, our show sponsor, at www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on it, it'll take you to our archive show section. So today we have on the show with us, Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD. She's a board certified by the American Board of Family Practice, also board certified by the American Board of Environmental Medicine, plus a fellow of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, and a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. After 40 years of solo private practice in environmental medicine in Syracuse, New York, where she saw patients from all over the world, she currently consults by phone with readers of her 17 books and 27 years of newsletter publications. These are all highly referenced and show people how to find the cause and cure of diseases rather than merely mass symptoms with drugs. She has lectured at Oxford and in six other countries, has taught well over 100 physician CME courses, has published over a dozen books, including the landmark book Detoxify or Die, as well as The Cholesterol Hoax, The High Blood Pressure Hoax, and Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?, How to Cure Diabetes, No More Heartburn, Pain-Free in 6 Weeks, Wellness Against All Odds, The Cure is in the Kitchen, You Are What You Ate, Chemical Sensitivities, and more. She has published over 20 scientific papers, textbook chapters, was environmental medicine editor for the Internal Medicine World Report, received the American Academy of Environmental Medicine's Dr. Herbert Rinkel Award for Teaching Excellence, and the Academy of Complementary and Alternative Medicine's Lifetime Achievement Award. In addition to the reference monthly newsletter for over 27 years, a non-patient consulting service, a lay and professional lecture service, she has been the guest on well over 500 radio shows. Her goal is to empower people with sufficient, totally referenced knowledge to enable them to heal, especially after medicine has given up on them. She encourages her readers to make themselves too smart to fail. You can learn more about Dr. Rogers by going to www.prestigepublishing.com. That's P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E publishing.com. If you mention the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show, she's willing to give any listeners a 15% discount on her newsletter. So, Dr. Rogers, let's get right to it. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. Wow.
Well, it's an impressive bio. You've been a busy girl these last few years, huh? So let's let people get oriented to you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about who you are as a physician and how you've sort of specialized in some of these different areas of work. Let's get to know you a little bit, and then we'll get into the meat of the topic.
Well, as I always like to tell people, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. And that's what forced me to learn more, go beyond what we learned in medical school, which seems to be today the mantra is, if you have a symptom, we have a drug. And so we had to go beyond that to find out how the body is designed to heal. And it was so fascinating because we learned that you can just about heal anything. We've seen the most miraculous things happen, and we know all the molecular biochemistry of how it works and so forth. I'm the oldest of 8 children from a family where no one ever graduated from high school. So when I said I wanted to be a doctor at 15, that was like impossible. So I had to put myself through college and medical school. And then after that, everything hit the fan because with all the formaldehyde exposure with 25 bodies pickled for 4 years in formaldehyde, I developed multiple chemical sensitivities. And then I started refinishing furniture with my bare hands, and I had all sorts of volatile organic hydrocarbon exposures. Then we had a farm, and I was using pesticides and driving a tractor, and it just went from bad to worse. And I ended up with over 24 incurable things, which by today's standards are still considered incurable, only I got rid of them all. I'm very healthy. I have no medicines, no symptoms, and I play tennis 3 times a week. And so the message I like to give folks is I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything we say, we have the scientific backup for it someplace in our 27 years of newsletter or the 17 books, because that's just the way my brain works. Being a medical doctor for 45 years, I have to have the scientific backup, the scientific evidence for everything we say. And so we do, because we think that most people want that too, who are going to empower themselves and learn how to heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important because you do hear a lot of things about detoxification, and it's never a term that you hear from a regular doctor's office, even in people that have had chemical toxicity that we know is causing illness. It's very rare that you hear that. And so it's important to help people understand that these concepts around detoxification are backed by basically scientific and human physiological research showing these biochemical pathways and how we support them and the ability and how to support them, how that affects our cells' ability to heal. So I think it is very important. And I would probably say that most patients who are sick don't really care about the scientific references, but us as doctors and providers that have been in that world and hold ourselves to high standards require that we have to have that in order to put that information out there. I think most people just want to feel better.
Right. Well, the problem is that a lot of people trust where we are in the United States, and they're not aware that we have the number one most expensive medical system, which probably most people are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of health and longevity, we're not number one, we're not number two, or even three. We are so far down on the totem pole, we're number 37. And part of that is because we have allowed so many toxins into our environment. For example, right now when researchers use tranquilizer guns and examine polar bears in the Arctic who have the cleanest air, food, and water on the planet, they find that they have human diseases. They have osteoporosis. They have hypothyroidism. They have levels of plastics, and they're not drinking out of plastic water bottles or styrofoam coffee cups, and yet they have these levels in them because we have so polluted the earth that we are the most polluted people ever in the history of man on the planet Earth. And now we know how it is triggering all of our diseases, but luckily we know how to reverse them. The problem is medicine is totally focused on drugs for everything. That does not cure. It does not detoxify. It merely masks the symptom. Every drug works by poisoning a particular pathway so that the lab test or the symptom is temporarily better. But unfortunately, what happens is you've missed fixing what was broken, so you didn't fix the nutrient deficiencies and the toxicities that caused it. And then it goes further because now the work of the body having to detoxify this drug makes it go downhill even faster. And so then they morph into another disease that seems unrelated to the first one. For example, people can take Prilosec or Omeprazole over the counter now, and it's related to Nexium, the prescription drug, and so they can take it for heartburn. But when they do, they don't know, and it doesn't even say on the package, that it lowers their magnesium so much that they can have a sudden heart attack. And when they do, if the mag is low enough, no amount of defibrillation, no amount of the emergency 600 joules with the paddles in the emergency room on the chest can revive them, because they don't have enough magnesium to make the heart work. And folks who are out jogging and think that they're very healthy, they're gym rats and they're working out all the time and they're good athletes, again, they get low in magnesium. And if they're low enough, when they have their first heart attack, that's why half the people who have one don't live, because they don't have enough mag, even if you resuscitate them. And so the book Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Is a good place to start to get your magnesium at a good level. And there are many different forms of it, and we've gone into those for folks. Because right now, a lot of people are very lucky. They're given a gift. They're given something like atrial fibrillation or another arrhythmia or high blood pressure. And these are a gift because they say you're probably low in magnesium, and if you fix it now, then you don't have to die from a sudden heart attack. But most people are not aware yet enough to know that these are gifts. When you have high blood pressure, you want to find the cause, because if you take a diuretic, which is the first line of prescription, what it does is not only lower potassium, which most doctors know, but it lowers the magnesium, and that causes sudden cardiac arrest. And if it's low enough, you can't revive them, no matter what you do. And the same with atrial fibrillation. We see all sorts of charts from kids. We've seen them now from ages 8 all the way to 92, and they've been told that they needed ablation, where you put a catheter up into the heart and burn out part of the heart nerve and muscle to regulate the rhythm. And yet, this permanent destruction does not cure all arrhythmias. And many of them, all you have to do is fix the magnesium or the selenium or other minerals, and they're out of AFib. They're out of high blood pressure. They're out of these things. But when I see the records, when I consult with our readers on the phone in 24 countries, I see their records from Johns Hopkins, Harvard, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic. Never has there been even one magnesium done. Or if it is, it's the wrong one. It's a serum, which is worthless, because that's less than 1% of the body magnesium. They have to look at an intracellular magnesium. And we give all the directions for these types of things in the newsletter and in starting with Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just not the focus of interventions, looking at balancing the system, looking at nutrient deficiencies. It's usually just coming up with some sort of, you know, interventional therapy once things have gone wrong. So, you know, looking at the body in this way, and I'm sure reading the different books that you've written and understanding the fundamentals of the biochemistry of the cell and how certain nutrients support it is a great place to start. Dr. Rogers, when we come back from the break, let's get into, because some of the most groundbreaking work that you've done, you know, has been on environmental medicine and dealing with toxins and toxicity. And I think it's an important topic that most people are aware we're exposed to tons of toxins and are concerned. And sometimes it's overwhelming. You don't even know where to look when you hear that polar bears are toxic. Like, geez, you know, how do I get a glass of water? How do I breathe the air? How do I eat any food without poisoning myself? And I think it's important to understand what you can do to reduce your toxin burden that's coming in. And then, of course, what you can do to help your body deal with toxins. So I'd like to start off the next segment with discussing that. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up that conversation. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. And don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pizarro. Today we are talking with Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's a medical doctor, board certified by the American Board of Family Practice, also board certified by the American Board of Environmental Medicine, and a fellow of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Also a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. She's done over 40 years of solo private practice in environmental medicine, has written many books, and is sharing with us today some information around detoxification. If you want to learn more about Dr. Rogers and her work, you can either call 1-800-846-6687, or you can go online and visit www.prestigepublishing.com. If you mention the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show, you'll get a 15% discount on her newsletter publications. Dr. Rogers, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dr. Vassara. If folks want to have a beginning idea of how all of this works, probably the best thing to think about is what causes every disease. There are only two things. That makes things pretty simple. Only two causes for every disease. It doesn't matter if it's cancer, arthritis, high blood pressure, whatever. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And in the latest book, How to Cure Diabetes, we show folks how to get a 12-page assay that looks at vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic acids, that shows why they got sick, how they got sick, and what they have to fix before they could ever get well. And it shows them in that book also how to order their own test if their doctors are not as knowledgeable as Dr. Vassara and some of the other folks who know about these tests. Then in terms of the toxicities, we are, again, like I said, the most toxic people ever in the face of the earth. And a lot of folks will say, well, I don't understand. Where do we get toxins? I don't know. Start with your morning breakfast. The PFOAs are just a big long chemical abbreviation for a long chemical word about fluorinated products. Where do we get these in the body? Teflon. Anything that is stain resistant, carpets and fabrics that we wear on our bodies and that are in our bedding, in our mattresses, plus in our cooking, and of course every time you eat out. Teflon is a fluorinated hydrocarbon that when it gets in the human body, there's not a real good way for the body to detoxify it. And so it tanks up, and it can cause every and any disease, because when it sits in enzymes, it brings their normal function to a screeching halt and makes them function abnormally. So one solution is get rid of those Teflon pans. Use ceramic if you can. You can find these now much more easily. And then we go to other things like PBDEs. Again, these abbreviations are not nearly as daunting as the actual chemical name of polybrominated diethers, et cetera. And what these amount to are brominated things that we call the fire retardants. They have been legislated into mattresses so that people don't burn themselves up while they're sleeping at night,
mm-hmm.
or some drunk goes to sleep with a cigarette. And so, unfortunately, they have been legislated into the mattresses, couches, a lot of furnishings, a lot of other products, baby clothes, et cetera. And they are a major cause of brain deterioration, ADD in children, all sorts of symptoms, because one of the things that these, remember the name was PBDE, the B stands for bromine, and that's a halogen. What it does, one of the things it does is kick out the iodine and replace it with bromine. So what happens when you kick iodine out of the body? Now you're suddenly hypothyroid. You're tired. You're depressed. You have high cholesterol. You have high blood pressure. You have all sorts of problems that nobody can figure out why. Because even if the doctor looks at your thyroid level, the cutoff for normal for the TSH is 20 years behind the time. It should be not 3.5, but 2.0. And again, all of this is referenced with the scientific evidence in the Total Wellness newsletter. And likewise, I mean, right now, most of the environmental toxins, whether they're the Teflon-type things and the brominated fire retardants or the everything, the high fructose corn syrup, which has mercury in it, and the MSG, which causes Alzheimer's, these FDA-approved food additives, all of these things are also what we call environmental endocrine disruptors, EEDs. And that just means they make a beeline for hormones. That's why there's so much erectile dysfunction, hypothyroidism, low adrenal burnout, and much more glandular disturbance. In fact, I have a friend who's a physician, just had their fourth baby. And it was a little girl. She was born with no rectum because these environmental endocrine disruptors damage the very fundamental chemistry of all of the organs that have to do with reproduction and all of the hormone organs. And sadly enough, when I see the records from Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, all over the world, in reviewing the records with readers to show them how to get well, when people have hypothyroidism, they never even have so much as an iodine level checked in their chart. They don't have a selenium level. You can't convert T4 to the active T3 form unless you have enough selenium. And yet it's never checked. Likewise, you can give thyroid until the cows come home, but the person is still depressed, tired, high cholesterol, etc., because they don't check the thyroid receptor. You have to make the membrane healthy in this, where the thyroid hooks into the cell, so that you can, so that it can work. And so we're locked into a medical system now, where folks are merely having a drug for everything. When you're given thyroid, it sends the message back: oh, don't bother making any. We already have enough in the bloodstream. And so now you get suppression of the very gland that you should be supporting and fixing so that it can work again. So you see, our system is so backwards. In fact, did people ever wonder, for example, where do researchers get 500 rats with diabetes to check diabetes drugs? All they have to do is give them a few doses of FDA-approved high fructose corn syrup because it is made with a mercury chloralkali process that's equivalent to having a new mercury amalgam every day of your life. This causes Alzheimer's, atrial fib, heart attacks, cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancers, you name it. And we could go on and on. How do you think they get 500 rats with cataracts so they can practice surgery? All they do is give them FDA-approved acetaminophen, Tylenol. And so we know how to create disease, and a lot of it is with the very things that we have allowed into our foods and into our over-the-counter non-prescription medications. And then when it comes to prescriptions, it gets even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Lipitor not only is a cause of diabetes, but also sudden amnesia. People suddenly go out for a few hours. They don't know who they are, where they are. And then as the drug wears off, they come back. But by that time, if they've had a plane crash, a subway crash, a car crash, whatever, and they've lived through it, no one ever knows what the cause was, because by then they may have returned to normal as the body, robs Peter to pay Paul and, mm-hmm. and steals necessary nutrients from other parts of the body so that now it recovers from that. And unfortunately, this sudden amnesia, they never look at what the conductors, the pilots, et cetera, what medicines they're on, because that would be a violation of their privacy.
Mm-hmm. And it's always assumed that in many cases these medicines can't cause or so rarely cause those kinds of conditions. They're just assumed to be safe by both prescribers and patients taking them.
Yeah, in fact, Lipitor will probably, I think, go down in history as the worst medical mistake we've ever made up until this point. I'm sure we'll make many more that'll be worse. Because, number one, it poisons the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase in the liver that we make cholesterol with. But we have to have cholesterol every day to make new memory. That's why people are getting worse memories and those types of problems. But worse than that, when it poisons that enzyme is used to make coenzyme Q10, which is how we make the energy to drive the heart, the brain, etc. And so it creates heart failure, depression, poor memory, chronic fatigue, and on it goes.
Mm-hmm.
We have made a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are. It is scary looking at it. And, you know, I think one of your books, The Cholesterol Myth, talks about, I'm sure, this idea that, you know, measuring cholesterol levels to predict heart disease is pretty old science and not really all that accurate. And really, cholesterol is not the enemy when it comes to supporting your cardiovascular system. So the idea that anybody with a slightly elevated cholesterol level has to be on a statin medication is really not great science to begin with. And then, of course, introducing a drug that has potential problems just continues to compound that. So what are some other common toxins, Dr. Rogers, that people are exposed to on a daily basis? And then in the next segment, we can talk about, you know, ways that people can cope with these toxins on a regular basis to support their health, because some of them, unfortunately, are sort of unavoidable. It's hard to find a couch that doesn't have flame retardants, and it's hard to know, you know, where to avoid these things because they're so pervasive. They've been basically sanctioned and stamped as safe by the government bodies that we trust to protect our health. And so it's almost impossible to figure out how to avoid them all, right?
Yes, and that's why folks have to know about them and, like you say, then know what they can do to reduce their total load. Because that's the thing. We'll never have a perfect approach to things, because we do have to live in this world with our computers and our modern facilities. And unfortunately, like the plastics, the phthalates, they permeate every aspect of our lives: food, air, water, construction materials, home furnishings, beddings, clothes, you name it. So
mm-hmm.
there's no way we're going to get away from them. And so we have to learn how to get them out of the body so that we reduce the levels so that they're not damaging the fundamental chemistry that brings on what we call chronic disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so being smart about what you're eating, what you're drinking, the products that you're buying, that you're putting on your body, and then, of course, supporting the detoxification systems of the body. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Rogers, let's talk about ways we can support detoxification. I know some of those different ways are going to vary depending on what toxins people are exposed to, but some of the principles are ubiquitous across the board. So help us, hopefully, when we come back, understand human physiology, understand what we know about the body and its detoxification pathways, and how we can support our system in this toxic world. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's a board-certified physician, also certified by the American Board of Family Practice, board-certified by the American Board of Environmental Medicine, a fellow of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, and a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. She's been in private practice for 40 years and has dedicated her career to research and understanding how to help the sickest people that have pretty much been failed by modern medicine. That took her to a long career in environmental medicine, which is helping people to detoxify from the environment around us. In the last segment, we were talking about some of the most common ways people are exposed to toxins. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to support the body in recovering. And Dr. Rogers, I was sharing with you before we started recording, and for the listeners out there, I actually saw one of Dr. Rogers' patients recently, last week. Wasn't by purpose. Dr. Rogers didn't refer her to me, but she was chemically poisoned while working at a local institution. She was working in a photography lab and in other labs that had very toxic chemicals, and she basically became incredibly sick. The lab was shut down by the EPA, and it was, you know, documented that these toxins were poisoning people, and there was no real option for her to recover her health. She was left sick, and ill with no recourse from traditional medicine. She sought out Dr. Rogers, and this was about 10 or 15 years ago. And Dr. Rogers, you put her on a program of nutrients to support detoxification. And over the course of it, only took her about 3 to 6 months to recover about 90% of her health after being disabled from these toxic exposures. So clearly you understand and have researched how we can support the detoxification pathways in the body, because as we discussed in the last segment, there's no way to put yourself in a bubble and completely avoid them. So you can make wise choices, but help us understand what we can do on a day-to-day basis to reduce the impact that these toxins have on our health.
Oh, it all starts with knowledge. The more a person knows, the more they can make wise decisions moment to moment, because as you and I know, you can't do everything perfectly. We can't have a totally organic raw food diet. We can't have a house that doesn't have any bad chemicals in it. We can't find air that doesn't have all sorts of these toxins in it. And so our day-to-day choices come from the basic store of knowledge that we have. And that's why we encourage folks to read as much of the books and newsletters. I don't need to sell stuff. We just want to educate people. And what we want to do is show them how they can make the best decisions on a day-to-day basis. For example, in the EI syndrome, we'll go through the various exposures to molds, the chemicals at home, the pollens, the food allergies that people develop. Right now, a lot of people have developed new food allergies that they never had before, but they don't know they have them because it's not something that's looked for generally in medicine. How do people get new food allergies? One of the major reasons is the GMO foods, which are basically now corn, soy, wheat, and it's going to branch into other things, beets, et cetera, very quickly. It's morphing into so many more foods. And what happens is these foods have been genetically engineered so that they actually put out pesticides, and these, when they get into the human gut, damage the villi, the little fingers inside the gut, and this makes what we call leaky gut. And then this allows food antigens to leak across into the bloodstream that the body never saw before. And so now it attacks them as something foreign. And when it does, unfortunately, sometimes the antigenic receptors on the food resemble some of the antigenic receptors on the human tissues. So what happens is, as we describe in the book, Pain-Free in 6 Weeks, 3 out of 4 people, and we did a medical paper on this as well for doctors, 3 out of 4 people who have any type of arthritis, a shoulder, a knee, hips, whatever, if they don't eat the nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, cayenne, chili, paprika, modified food, starch, etc., then they don't hurt. We literally get tear-stained letters from people around the world that say, I've had arthritis for 20 years, thank you, I'm totally fine, and I can turn it on and off like a switch by just not eating the nightshades. And people develop these allergies to the Solanaceae family, botanical family nightshades, overnight. And so if you've eaten French fries and ketchup and spaghetti and pizza all your life with no arthritis, that's the last thing you would think of that's causing your new hip, shoulder, knee, neck, etc., arthritis. And yet that's one of the most common causes. And 3 out of 4 people, in fact, in the medical study we did for doctors, we actually used one of the worst forms of arthritis, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, children's rheumatoid, because, again, medicine will tell you there's no known cause, no known treatment. And all of the children that we treated in that paper are totally fine. They just learned how to avoid the nightshades, and they have no arthritis whatsoever. And yet they were all previously seen at the medical center where I graduated from, and they wanted to put them on chemotherapy, methotrexate, because there was nothing more you could do. And, of course, methotrexate destroys the brain, and it's a chemotherapy that can bring on cancer later on. So just think of the total divergence of here, the best that medicine has to offer is a poison guaranteeing the child will have cancer, and yet the treatment is as simple as a diet in pain-free in 6 weeks, just avoiding one particular botanical family.
Sure, so that's a great way to help modify inflammation in regards to helping to reduce the antigenic process. We know that any inflammation is usually mediated by the immune system, so it makes sense to look at other things that are triggering immune reactions. In the case you just gave, something like the nightshades, or in other cases, some people develop allergies to other proteins in foods. It may be gluten is a very common one that's gaining more awareness now, casein in dairy, and there's many other examples, and reducing those out of the diet helps to reduce that antigenic predisposition and calm down the inflammation. What are some other...
except when they do the gluten-free foods, because the gluten-free foods are usually made with potato starch, and that makes their arthritis worse, so we're going to see a lot more of it.
Yeah, that is true. Just because you're gluten-free doesn't mean that you're going to be healthy. You've got to really focus on all of the different allergens. So let's talk about other ways that people can help with detoxification.
Well, as we showed in Detoxify or Die, sweating is a major way of getting rid of these toxins, and the far infrared sauna. In fact, the people that we recommend in the book, I think they give like $500 off. It's a huge amount that they give to people who identify themselves as our readers. Because, again, like we say, we're not into money. We're into trying to empower people to be too smart to fail, to get themselves well, because health freedom is so quickly eroding. The evidence for the far infrared sauna as opposed to regular saunas is in Detoxify or Die, as well as more recent evidence in the latest book, How to Cure Diabetes. There's a lot of scientific backup for the fact that far infrared is the best way to mobilize these fats or these toxins, because they're mainly stored in the fat, and usually the fat that's closest to the surface of the skin. And we can actually sweat them out, and they've measured these, et cetera. And so sweating in a far infrared sauna is a major way to get rid of these toxins, as well as in the book Wellness Against All Odds, which should be the first book that anyone with cancer reads, because cancer, of course, is a major toxic disease. And in there we show that, for example, did you ever wonder why the immune system does not gobble up cancer cells like it does staph and strep and other bad things? It's because the cancer cells are smarter than other cells. They secrete a special mucousy protein coating around the outside of them called a sialoglycoprotein, which covers up their antigenic recognition sites. So now when the immune cells scout around in the body looking for bad things, the cancer cells are invisible. They can't see them because they've covered up their recognition sites. It's like a suit of armor or a mask over them. They don't see them. But as John Beard showed back as far as 1905, he wrote the book showing that you dissolve this coat off with enzymes. And so that's described in the book Wellness Against All Odds, because the other important thing in there then is when you once you have killed these cancer cells, because now the immune system, then now they're not lying naked in the breeze, and the immune system can see them because their suit of armor has been dissolved off with the enzymes. Now you have toxic dead cancer cells floating around in the system, and people feel awful, and that's where the detox enemas come in to play, and they're in there as well. And then also, as Harvard researchers showed, when the there's a gene in the body called P53. It's one of many genes that help us stay out of cancer. The P53 gene actually makes cancer cells commit suicide. We call it in medical terms apoptosis. But when it gets mutated by the plastics in our plastic water bottles and so forth, it then becomes a mutated P53 gene, which is now fertilizer for cancer. But as Harvard researchers showed, High doses of beta-carotene, such as carrot juicing several times a day, makes the mutated P53 gene go back to being a wild, normal gene that kills cancer cells, makes them commit suicide. And so these Harvard researchers must be pulling out their hair because they discovered this stuff over two decades ago. And so in the Total Wellness newsletter went after the book, Wellness Against All Odds, we've put many of these references so that, again, people can see that there's science behind this in some of the greatest institutions, but it's totally ignored because it doesn't sell drugs.
Yeah, it's definitely not common practice, but that doesn't mean that it's not well-researched, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't reflect real physiological pathways and real research showing the benefits. And there's been some interesting research done on far infrared saunas. There was actually a great project done on it related to the rescue workers from 9/11. Some really impressive work considering people regaining their health after being exposed to all the toxins at Ground Zero using far infrared saunas. So there's a lot of research on that. What are some other things? I mean, we've talked about some things that people maybe aren't as familiar with or may not have such easy access to, like far infrared saunas and doing enemas. You talked a little bit about enzymes. Are there specific nutrients or other dietary recommendations or other basic lifestyle things that you recommend for people that are fundamental for just supporting detoxification?
Oh, there are tons of them. In fact, in the latest book, How to Cure Diabetes, and by the way, we never leave anyone out when we write a book, so that everything is for everyone. It's just that we focus on a particular disease as an example. But in that one, we went through hundreds of this 12-page essay that looks at the most common deficiencies that people have, the 12 pages that looks at their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic, etc. And so we wrote out the most commonly found nutrient deficiencies and then the best nutrient corrections that we could find for them, the 800 numbers, the websites, how it works, the references, and so forth. So that's a good place to start. For example, in the book Detoxify or Die, we show people how to make a simple detox cocktail, because you want to first rev up phase one and phase two of detoxification. And some of the more simple ways to do that are with a very good form of reduced glutathione, which the body makes, but it can't make as much as we need in this era. And vitamin C, of course, which actually has multiple uses, and it recycles many nutrients like vitamin E and the glutathione. And then R-lipoic acid. We want to caution people, don't use alpha-lipoic or just any old lipoic, because if it's not R, then it's alpha, and that means it's 50% of it cannot be used by the human body. It's thrown away. So if you're prescribed alpha, you know the guy isn't that sharp on your chemistry. The R-lipoic is the one you want because that's 100% used. And that's and a pretty interesting antioxidant, because it recycles vitamins once they've donated their electrons to the body and puts them back in a good form so that they can donate more. I might digress and say that we know there are only two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down, the toxicity levels go up, and there's only one cause of death. We run out of electrons. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same mess of chemicals, but there's no more electricity. No more the spark of life. And these electrons we can talk about after the break, of how to rev those up, because that's an important part of detoxification for the body as well.
Well, that's a perfect segue, because we're going to take a quick break. So when we come back, we'll talk about the electrons' role in helping with detoxification, and we can talk about some other key concepts related to detoxification. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number
number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're wrapping up our conversation with Dr. Sherry Rogers today, who's been discussing with us many aspects of health and wellness, including detoxification. So, Dr. Rogers, we left off the last segment. You were talking about some things related to electrons. Over the break, we were discussing aspects of why some people don't get well and some of the work that you're focused on now. Please share with us in this last segment some of the most important information that you'd like to share with prospective people you're consulting with.
Okay. Well, if you look at the last, say, 100 people that we've consulted with on the phone. These are readers in 24 countries. And the directions for all of this are in the latest book, How to Cure Diabetes, and also in our monthly newsletter. There are certain, what we call, reasons for folks who will never get well. One of them is the gut is damaged, because most people have had a lot of antibiotics, a lot of sweets, and when the gut has an overgrowth of certain bacteria or fungi like Candida, Geotrichum, it allows foods to leak into the bloodstream, and now the body makes antibodies against them. But unfortunately, there are cross-sensitizing antigens on our tissues that look similar to it. So now we start attacking our own tissues. And that's why there's such a huge amount of Hashimoto's thyroiditis now. Likewise, these fungi make an enzyme called thiaminase that destroys vitamin B1. So now people have low energy. They have body aches and pains and fibromyalgia type things because they have buildup of lactates and pyruvates in the body. And we can measure all these things, but unfortunately, medicine turns a blind eye to it. If we look at the gut, it's actually half the immune system for the entire body. So you can understand why some people will never be well until they fix the gut. And this is in No More Heartburn, and then also newer things in Chapter 4 in How to Cure Diabetes, and as well the mistakes that most doctors make when they're treating these. Half the detox pathways for the whole body are in the gut. So if the gut isn't healthy, a lot of people will never be able to detox enough to get well and get past their symptoms. And then, of course, the gut is called the second brain because it makes more neurotransmitters of happy mood and memory than the brain does. So you can see why if someone treats you with Prozac to raise your serotonin levels, he doesn't know anything about the biochemistry of the body because 5% of the serotonin is made in the brain, 95% is made in the gut. So the gut is huge for making sure that people can detoxify. And likewise, you know, obvious things, their choices of foods, the more organic, the more raw, because this provides the electrons. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same mass of chemicals I was when I was alive. The only difference is the electricity has stopped flowing. And there's only one cause of death. Doesn't matter what it is, what label you give as a disease. The electrons stop flowing. And we know now that a lot of people are going through life with low electron levels, and we actually know how to measure them. And in the newsletter this year and then much more next year, we're going into a lot of this because we're going to show people how to measure their electrons at home in their own body and how to beef them up. Some of the things are so simple. For example, the fascia, what would we call it, gristle or so, the little membrane around all of our muscles is actually part of the electrical conducting system of the human body. And this is partly where the acupuncture meridians flow. We know that, for example, an aromatherapy oil applied to a toe is measurable within seconds in the brain. The whole body is connected by this enormous electrical system, and we can energize it and give more electrons to it through exercise, through stretching, eating raw organic foods, hugging people and animals who have more electrons than we do. We actually learn how to, the body steals them from sources, and earthing, walking barefoot. And there are many other ways that we'll be going into because we have now machines where people can put these electrons into the body, and this will all be in the newsletters of starting this year and then going a lot more into next year, and some of it's in past books as well. The field of medicine is getting so much more exciting now because we know how to reverse so many things. For example, if you have friends who have cancer and they just tell you, you know, I've just been diagnosed with cancer, then tell them to start to get themselves too smart to fail. Start with wellness against all odds so they can learn how to use the enzymes to take the coating off the cancer cell and do the detox enema to get rid of those old cancer cells and the carrot juicing that Harvard researchers have shown make the cancer gene become a normal gene. Then go into the macrobiotic books. That's the just ask for the macro trilogy at prestigepublishing.com because of all the things that I've seen in 45 years of medicine, that's the best and most documented. In fact, we have the names of people that you can call and talk to who were given 48 hours to live and they're totally well and it's 20 years later and they did it all with diet. And diet is cheap. You mm-hmm. don't, there's no $100,000 worth of chemotherapy.
Yep.
In fact,
well, Dr. Rogers, I'm so sorry we are out of time. I want, sharing such great information, I encourage people to visit where they can get more information over your long career that you've accumulated. They can go to www.prestigepublishing, that's P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, publishing.com. And if they mention the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show, they can get a 15% discount on your health and wellness newsletter, which sounds like is a wealth of information and shares with people all the fundamental pieces of information they need in order to regain their wellness. They can also call 1-800-846-6687. Dr. Rogers, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today. And I'm so sorry to have to cut you short, but we are out of time.
That's all right. We want to make sure people make themselves too smart to fail.
Exactly. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health. Until next time, take care.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.